Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. That was the shortest break in the history of the world. 9 minutes past the hour, March the 5th, 2024. And away we go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We had a very interesting conversation there before we went to break, which I think is a fascinating conversation to have, to be honest with you, in that when you're at a party. Now, I want to make sure I explain this properly so I'm not downing anybody here. When you're at a party, when you're at a social event, the charity ball used to be like this. When you're at a social event, you run into a lot of people who you do not see very often. And it's kind of a handshaking event. You know, it's a, hey, how are you? Haven't seen you for a while. And by and large, most of those get-togethers are fine. Perfectly fine. People are very nice, polite, cordial, very good, good-mannered people. But there are some people who I think feel obligated to come up and say hello to you because they know you. And I don't know if it's they don't like you. I don't know if it's they're not good in social settings. I don't know what it all. It just comes off a little cold. Now, that could be my perception. Maybe this is just an etiquette thing. It just comes off a little cold, and I think other people see it as cold. Now, what is the etiquette in this particular situation? If anybody has any thoughts, give me a buzz. And heaven knows, feel free to buzz in because it's 11 minutes past the hour. We've got plenty of time to talk this hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or if you want to talk about this solar eclipse coming up on April the 8th, my goodness, if you have any money, rent those fields out apparently because it's going to be a money gouging event to be sure. I just cannot imagine that people are selling these plots in their field for $500, $100, whatever. I mean, $20 maybe. And how are you taking this money and buying some portable restrooms for these people, charging that type of money? You better have a portable restroom out there. Or maybe some hors d'oeuvres or something. Maybe you should have some food out there for these people. You know, here's why it's gouging as opposed to, you say, well, but that's people's option to do it. Well, that is true. It is people's option to do it. But I'll tell you this. Here's why it's gouging. It's only happening because you're in the line of the eclipse and you've got these people over a barrel. If they want to see this eclipse, if they're really into it, you know you can charge them anything because it's going to be hard for them to find a spot if they've already paid for the hotel room to come into town. And I think that stinks. And that's why I think shutting down downtown Marion, I don't even know what that means, and I don't even know if that's what's happening. If it just means shutting the offices, fine. But if it means blocking off roads or anything like that, you know, there should be a place where people can go to park to watch this 3-minute thing that is free. I mean, goodness gracious, go park at Meyer's parking lot. You know, I'm going to let people park in my driveway. I have a garage. I'll pull the car into the garage and they can park in the driveway for all I care. I just think that is so, I don't know, just a little inappropriate. I don't know. I really don't. That's just my opinion. My little thing here this morning. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
Did I use up all your time? I don't want to use it.
No. We ran out of time, so let's keep going here.
You know, I never went to school for talking, but maybe I don't talk right and use the right words and this and that, but I can carry on a conversation pretty good.
You do pretty good.
But getting to this point where you're saying these people, where did you hear these? Can you give an illustration? It ain't going to hurt nothing. These people, where are they? Are they around here?
No, it's my understanding that the hotels are filled, so I guess those are out-of-towners, but apparently the people from Columbus, they're not in the line of this eclipse, so we're supposed to get a bunch of people driving in from there to see this.
How did you determine, and where did you hear such nonsense in line that Marion would be more in line than Columbus? I can't figure that out. And what is the big deal of gouging? The moon isn't charging you no money. The sun isn't charging you no money. But you're saying it's gouging. People that has a facility or has something for sale, and it's way up, and this and that, and labor and stuff like this, we're coming out and doing something. That's gouging, but how could they be gouged? And what is the big deal? You can stand out, and I'll guarantee you, around here, you can stand out anywhere and look up and see the eclipse. I'll guarantee you within a radius of 10, 15, 20, 25 miles. Why, Marion, and it's on a prescribed? Is that the astronomy say this is the most perfect spot? I can't believe none of that stuff. Where do you hear all this stuff?
Well, now this is people, the news people are saying this, because I'm not all involved in this, but apparently there is an exact line that goes right down the East Coast, and okay, apparently there are only certain spots.
From Maine clear down to Florida, that's the East Coast. I got that. That's a good. But Marion, we're talking about Marion. I don't care about astronomers say about any place. I'm talking about where is it saying that in Marion that you can't take and just step out on your porch if you're there and then look up and at that prescribed time and look, and the work day is almost over with someplace there or not. But anyhow, you can stick your head out and look up and you can see that if you don't forget that the eclipse is going on. I think a lot of people will forget about what day is that work day.
The 8th. It's a Monday.
Monday. Okay, that's just starting off the workday. Yeah, and that's just ending the workday. About 3:30, you say, right?
Yeah, like a little after 3.
Yeah, okay. Well, it can't be a little. It can't be a little. We got, you know, on the railroad, we had prescribed time. We run passenger trains on time. And I told the engineer, he said, he has just given me a test one day. He said, what time you got, kid? And I said, it's a 2:45. Man, I hit the short fuse, and he come out of that chair, and he said, I want to tell you, young man, we don't talk like that on the railroad. He said, you got to watch, and he said, the prescribed time is, and that's what you say. You don't say half past that, but anyhow, getting back to your thing, around, well, you only got 3 minutes. You just said the first half, but to look at it, 3 minutes, good thing the porta potty was there, because you couldn't even open the door and sit down if you had to do the number two issue. And if you had a little problem, you'd miss the eclipse. So we don't need no porta-potties around in that facility.
Let me come back to some of these points here. I'm looking at a map now, which is actually put out by National Eclipse. And for whatever reason, Columbus does not fall in the line of the eclipse. They are just outside of the eclipse line. Looks like Dayton is in. What's
we're
that?
Inside. Double talk me on this. They're out. Okay, we're inside.
We're in.
If Columbus is out, that's 40 mile, and maybe less than that now because they have expanded. When we say, but if we say downtown center Columbus to the Capitol building or something like that, and then I traveled that when I was a young man. My father had mother lived in Worthington, Ohio, and we'd go down there to farm, and he'd help his mother on the farm. They had 161 acres, 2 miles out of Worthington to the east on 161. Can you imagine back in that day, I was lucky enough to see there was nothing. You turn to your left there going south on 23. That's the only road you went to Columbus. And you turn south. Isn't that amazing? That was the only road. Well, they did have the other 203. That was like a river, up and down road. But 23... And you turn right there at Worthington, go out 2 miles. That's where my grandmother lived, and she had 161 acres. That's back in the early 40s. So that was a lot of acreage, and there's this grain farmers. But getting to the point, you go down there now, and that almost looks like a slum area. Can you believe stuff like that? But we're getting back to the point, Columbus and Marion, how much for? So what are we really talking about? Is Marion inside it just slightly?
We are. We're inside it. Columbus is just outside of it. It goes pretty much from the south side of Columbus to, and Lima is not in it. Lima's outside of the eclipse range. So it's a very slim area.
Abnormal thing is saying you're still going to see that same eclipse. Eclipse in Columbus and eclipse here in Marion, it's going to be identical.
Well, it could be. I don't know.
The naked eye, or if you look at it without glasses, no eyes after you look at it. But, I can't believe that theory. I've seen eclipses before. You've seen eclipses before. And you haven't got any magnitude to see what the eclipse really is, because there's a halo more or less.
Well, here's what I think it is, because if you go to this website, yes, they'll see an eclipse, but the totality of the eclipse will only happen in a very few cities, and Marion's one of them.
One of them. Out of how many cities?
You know, I'm just trying to pull up that list right here, because that's what this thing's all... Okay, here it is. In Ohio... Let's see here.
Oh, in Ohio, Dell. There's okay.
Yeah. The totality. Well, apparently it goes right down the line here, time wise. But where is it here? We've got.
Well, Eastern Standard Time. We're talking about.
Yeah, but you know this list that they pull up. This is not just Ohio, and they're okay. Let's run down just Ohio. Ohio cities. Let's see here. Well, there's none there, none there, none there, none there. There's very few that are in the direct line. Medina is in the direct line. Let's see here. Who else is in the... Marion is in the direct line. It looks like Fredericksburg is in the direct line. It looks like... let's see here. Well, this isn't even alphabetical, oddly enough, this list here.
These run by politicians.
You know, I don't know who's running National Eclipse, whoever that is. Troy.
Entitled.
Troy's in there.
We're going to get politics and religion into this also, so we can verify it, that that's the word and the only word or this or that. I say it's kind of ridiculous. I didn't know all that stuff was going on in this.
Well, and let me come back to this point though about the porta potty and the gouging. Because
I don't care about that. The 40 potty.
Well, but this is what people. This is what people are doing. I mean, the eclipse is going to be the eclipse. But the problem is with me. They say there's going to be. You can't navigate the town. Get your prescriptions 3 days earlier. The mayor's going to shut down downtown. And the thing of it is that to get to your spot to see this 3 minute thing, you're going to have to be there for. It's going to be like New Year's Eve. You're going to have to be there for hours. Now, at some point. You're going to have to...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're just going to have to be there for hours. And the other thing about the gouging, here's why I believe it's a gouge. Because, yes, people have the opportunity to go there and see it. But because there's only a few cities that they are saying are in the line of this eclipse, these people want to see this thing for 3 minutes. And you know what? If you want to rent property out, which these people do, that's fine. But the problem is that you know you've got them over a barrel because they're looking at this thing and they're saying, okay, if I want to see the totality of this, I've got to go to this city. So the city is not doing anything special. It's just they happen to be in the line of this thing. So you've got these people over a barrel. And I think when you've got somebody over a barrel, that is the definition of gouging. If you have a hot dog and somebody's got hot dogs three counties over, well, that's not gouging because they have the opportunity to go three counties over and have the hot dog if they want. But in this case, you don't because three counties over, you can't see this eclipse. So we just happen to be in the right place at the right time, so I guess we figure let's gouge these people.
You think three counties, you can't see the eclipse?
According to these eclipse people, apparently not.
Well, I got people in all the surrounding counties, and... I'll let you know the next time after the eclipse and see how many people saw it. Not half of it, not three quarters of it, but the eclipse. So 3 minutes, Boy, you have to do some really precise measuring, Scott, to do that. But I was just wondering, nothing on your part, but I was just wondering, I'm putting that over the air that really that some people's gullible and they'll believe stuff like that. But
I don't understand it either. I mean, honestly, I'm in the boat with you. I don't get. Number one, I don't understand why people are going crazy for 3 minutes. And number two, I don't understand why it could be cloudy. If it's cloudy, you're not going to see anything.
What are you going to do when that guy is 6'7" standing in front of you with that big brim hat and blocking your view? He has put it on kind of shade his eyes a little bit. This minute, this seconds before that eclipse come, what are you going to do to him, Scott? 6'7" now. You going to get that boxer you had on there? How tall was the, what was his name, the boxer on your show? It's on the screen there. You know, Douglas.
Oh, Buster Douglas. Yes, Buster Douglas.
How tall was he? What are you,
6'1", 6'2"? Yeah, about 6'2", 6'2". He's probably about 6'8". Like,
I see that every once in a while on the screen on the thing. I never, you know, after I've had this new thing other than the radio, I have never listened to a program, and I could be programmed myself if I wanted to, but I've heard all those and stuff go on the radio, you know, but nothing against that, reruns, but you know what? I've never pushed a tablet in, because I'm afraid I don't ever will get it back, and I'll have it all screwed up with all the other devices on there. But all the stuff you got on your show and of Mary Ellen Withrow's and stuff is all on the tablet, right?
Yep, they all should be right there.
So if you got if I got your show, I'll be able to have anything you got pertaining to anything you've had in your years of service, and it's going on 10 years, right, of your own showing?
10 years in June, yep.
And are you going to be squeezed out by that studio area up there? We did hold a couple of events up there, and we didn't have lighting, and we didn't have too much toilet facilities and stuff. Are you going to have a thing there, or do you want to rent some property to have your event?
We might have to. We might, and we know somebody who sells portable restrooms, Pastor Craig. So we might have this thing ready to go.
They're used. We want new ones for this event. Those are used porta potty. Hey Scott, do you allow gambling on your show? Maybe we could get with someone, and if we do, I think we can make some great money in Marion. If we put the casino up and the bet the pros and cons that we will not be jammed and the grocery stores will not be bare and there'll be plenty of places in Marion to see the eclipse.
I hope you are right, because that would make my life a lot easier.
No charge. Okay, Scott. Hey. I'll fill you in sometime later on the eclipse.
All right, thanks. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I am not an expert on the eclipse. I'll be the first to admit that. This is just the stuff that I am hearing. And, you know, it's all very strange to me, I guess is what I would say. I never knew. I don't understand it. I really don't. I'm bringing this stuff up because it seems to be constant conversation. I don't understand why anybody would do this for 3 minutes. I don't understand if it's cloudy what people are going to do. I really don't understand. I it's just so baffling to me. And again, why I'm saying gouging, because I think this is a very important point, is that you can sell your product for whatever you want. But the idea is that we all have an open market. We do not have an open market for this eclipse because everybody's saying that Marion is in the direct line of the eclipse. So that's why people are getting to gouge people, because they're saying, well, listen, if you don't come here, you're not going to get to see it. So we're going to charge whatever we want. And people know the hotels are filling up. And that is so annoying to me. You know, I hope those hotels give everybody a parking space. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But are you kidding me? $500 for a piece of land? $100 for a piece of land. People, and I hate to say this, but man, people are greedy. If you charge me $100 to sit out in a field, there better be some kind of restroom out there, and there better be some kind of food out there, or some kind of show. You better put on some kind of show out there. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you? So I know you always give me a hard time about talking about the system stuff because you just don't get it. But
oh, it's crazy.
No, I know. So I somehow, of course, you know, your phone listens to you, but this whole thing just popped up this morning. It's a 2024 total solar eclipse discussion group on Facebook.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't know why it came up on my thing. Obviously, you had heard me talking about it. But so listen, this was a guy who actually travels with the eclipse. He's in this group that follows it, you know, every couple years, however often it is. And the last one that he went to, it took him 18 hours to drive from Hopkinsville, Kentucky to Cincinnati.
Wow.
Like, and another one that was said, it took them 10 plus hours to drive 100 miles.
10 hours because of the eclipse traffic to drive 100 miles. So normally it'd be about an hour and a half. Took 10 hours.
It took 10 hours. They said the highway was just gridlocked. People were walking faster than cars were moving for hours. Another guy commented and said that he decided to take the back roads, obviously like a lot of people then decided to do, he said. But he said that there were actually police, I'm just going to quote what he wrote, there are actually police standing in the streets at the entrance of small towns holding shotguns while pointing all the cars to bypass their towns. They would not let us drive into their towns. And that was in Indiana.
Well, and this is what I'm saying about this. If this is truly what's going to happen, how are people going to get to work? How are people going to, because I was telling people yesterday at the grocery store, I was talking to one of the managers, and I said, you know, if you're charging $100 for a spot in your field, then why wouldn't you come to the grocery store and park free in the parking lot? There's a restroom right there. There's food right there. How are the employees going to get to work? Where are they going to park?
No, correct. Like, I think that's part of the reason why cities that are in the path of totality are kind of being advised to, you know, for lack of, like, kind of close down. It's kind of crazy to me, this group. I mean, and this one person had put a whole, you know, kind of trying to understand the United States. She's traveling from Switzerland. People commented on different countries that they're traveling from on her post. It has kind of blown my mind.
Well, do you understand that Columbus, am I right on this? Columbus is not in the totality?
Let me see. No, I don't think it is. But, so, no, I think it's just outside of it. Everybody's still going to see it, right? No, they're just outside of it. We're on the main line. So even, we're within, like, the red area, I think. And they're still within. They're just outside the line, actually, it looks like, on the map calendar, or the map I'm looking at.
Yeah, they're just outside. I think that's the map that they're just right outside.
I don't, if you're looking at, like, one that has a group of cities within a black line, and then the smaller red line is what I'm looking at. So that whole black line is the path of totality. But then the smaller red line it indicates the length of time. So I think the greatest length of time that it will be happening is 4 minutes. And ours in Marion is like 3 minutes and 38 seconds. We're still going to see totality just for a shorter amount of time.
So in your honest opinion, do you believe that the roof's going to cave in because of this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think the roof's going to cave in, but I really think people are kind of laughing off, like, the number of people that could be around and the number of people that actually follow it. I mean, this group consists of a few thousand people. And this is just one of them. Like, there's lots of these groups of people talking, and like I said, coming from other countries.
See, this is why I have a problem with people charging this amount for these spots in people's fields, because we're gouging those people. Because again, we just happen to be in this totality range, and so we can charge them anything because they feel it's once in a lifetime.
Correct. These people were commenting. I think it's once in a lifetime for the people that. Like, probably, I don't know if it's true, but probably in our lifetime, Marion won't be in the path of totality again. I mean, obviously, the eclipses happen again, but to be able to view it from home, I think, is what's pretty exciting for us.
Yeah, yeah, and I think for the people who live here, I think it's great. But I think if what happened, that whole 10-hour, it takes normally an hour and a half, and it takes you 10 hours, that's going to be a horrible, horrible mess. And there are going to be a lot of people who need medicine, who need groceries, who need things, who think it's just going to be another day, and it might not be.
Right. No, definitely. I mean, and that's the thing. So if this group of people that come in, they will watch the weather forecast up until, like, the day before. They will move, you know, they'll move to follow it. Like, if it looks like we're going to have cloud cover, and obviously it's still going to get dark, right? Like, we're still going to experience the dark part, but you may not be able to view the sun, the eclipse part, as well as what you might be. So, I don't know. I feel like there's just a lot of people underestimating it.
It could be. You know, from my understanding, the hotels are either pretty close to clear or full, or they are full. But I just, the whole idea of this is going to, what if you got, I'm sure somebody will have a heart attack during this thing. Can an ambulance get through? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like it could be a little bit crazy. They're going to have, you know, places ready. And one of these people commented, they're from a town in Indiana where there was totality the last time. And it said hotels were going for over $3,000 a night. And camping was booked solid.
See, that is horrible.
Isn't that insane?
That's horrible. And again, I understand commerce is commerce, capitalism is capitalism. But just because we happen to be in the area, let's jack these prices up as high as we can for a once-in-a-lifetime money-making event. I tell you, that just is insane to me.
And I even feel like people in Marion, like, I've seen, like, the very cool, like, River Valley baseball fields are offering, like, you can go watch it in their, you know, for parking and things in their facility, which is really cool. But I feel like if you're in Marion, I mean, stay home.
Yep.
trying to get somewhere, if you're already going to be able to see it at home, like, I feel like you should just stay home.
Well, and I hate to cause any more panic on this, but I've also heard that a lot of the grocery stores, and again, it's just heard, but a lot of people feel it's some kind of apocalyptic thing, and even if it's not an apocalyptic thing, that so many people will be entering the community that the grocery store shelves are going to be bare because they're not used to that kind of traffic.
I think you're right. I mean, reading these comments, people totally, I mean, they totally agree with you. They're saying, like, it's hard to get gas, it's hard to get groceries. These are people that follow it and have been, you know, consistently going through this more than one time. So,
well, all I got to say is remember COVID. You know, when that day when the governor said we're going to shut down the schools, we couldn't get toilet paper. We, for a few days, there was no meat, there was no milk. There were certain things that disappeared, and that was everywhere. You had your own little community to deal with that. It's like having that in a certain amount of communities. That's very heavy.
Right.
I know.
It's kind of scary to think, but I don't know if I feel like it's apocalyptic, but I think people really need to understand that, you know, a huge group of people really do follow it.
Well, and I think maybe that's it. I think what you're pointing out is very important because I think we're thinking like Ohio people, that there are people who follow this from different countries and they're going to follow this line and they're making, you know, hotel plans and things of that nature based on this. So if you take the population of the United States and the population of even North America, I mean, running that through Marion, Ohio and other small cities in totality on this, that's a very difficult thing to do. We're not equipped for that.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. There's people, yeah. I mean, the comments that people have, I mean, what it said on there mostly is people need to understand this isn't a, you know, I'm going to go. So, like, for people that are just outside the line, they need to understand it's not, I'm just going to drive to Marion and watch it for the day and then drive home. Like, that's just not going to happen.
It's like a three-day thing, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Is somebody going to put on anything here? Is there going to be any kind of show for these people? Because the eclipse itself is only 3 minutes. I mean, what are they just going to do? Eat in the restaurants and shop?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think they stay, come and stay to kind of try to beat the traffic. You know, maybe they'll come up on Friday or Saturday and kind of spend the weekend. And a lot of people said that. They plan when they book their hotel rooms. And some of these people are saying they booked them 2 years ago. They plan it for, you know, coming up 3 days before and staying for one day after. So they're trying to, you know, stay out of the line of traffic on the same day.
Well, you know what? We'll be on the air probably all day that day trying to account for what's going on. But a final question I have for you. Okay, so everybody's coming in. Now, is it going to be like this, do you believe, for 3 days, or the day of the eclipse, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, is that when everybody's going to be out and you know, that's when I can see the people driving in from other places in Ohio. That's when the problem's really going to be caused, because how many hotel rooms do we have?
Yeah, I know. I agree. I feel like same day traffic is going to be crazy, but I feel like we're going to start seeing the influx of people like that, you know, because it's on a Monday. So I feel like the, you know, Saturday, Sunday before, the people that travel from far, you know, are already going to be here.
Yeah, I'm a little interested in this. You know, in the beginning, I thought maybe it won't happen, but I did not realize there are, and it is once in lifetime, right?
I think for us to be able to view it from home. I mean, the solar eclipse isn't once in a lifetime, right? It just happened before, like in 2017 or something. Like, it's not that it doesn't happen, but I think the line of totality for us coming through here might be once in a lifetime.
So what preparations have you heard being made? Have you heard this thing about shutting downtown down?
I haven't, but I'm not surprised. I mean, there's a group in Marion that is, you know, planning for it. I know that.
Wouldn't that cause a bigger problem, though, if you shut downtown down? Isn't that just going to congest things worse?
Don't know. I mean, downtown, I don't know what the goal is, unless it's just trying to keep streets closed. You mean you think they're going to close streets? Or
well, that's what I'm saying.
Government offices and the businesses.
If it's shutting down the offices, okay, now that, but I when you say shut down downtown, that to me insinuates that it's more than just closing the offices.
Yeah, I agree. And there's no, like, main highways leading into downtown. There's nothing you need to get on or off of, you know, from downtown. So I don't know that that's necessary, but I can definitely understand, you know, not opening businesses or closing down offices or something like that.
Well, I just think the problem is going to be Route 95. That's where all your hotels are. That's where all your food places are. That's where all your the empty parking. Like, who's going to stop somebody from going to Walmart or Meijer and parking in the parking lot for free?
No, I think you can. I think people will do that. I think that's part of the problem. People will, I think, flock to these stores because it's going to be fully dark. So you're going to be able to see it from anywhere. It's not like you need to drive out in the county, out in the country somewhere to see it. But I feel like finding free places to park I think that is going to be what happens.
So, like, I mean, do I need to stay Sunday night at the radio station because I'm not going to be able to drive across town?
I would just plan on broadcasting from home that day.
Broadcasting from home. Yeah. Go stand out in the yard. I can tell you what's going on at Meijer at that point. I'll be able to tell you what's going on over there.
Yeah, and on the things that I'm reading about, you know, the coolest part, I think, is people that experience it. They say that, like, it just goes silent. Like you can hear, like, nature, like, even things that you might hear if you are out in the country, like dogs barking or, you know, like, birds chirping. Like, none of that happens. They say it just goes silent. Like, nature is silent for those 4 minutes.
For those 4 minutes. That,
it's crazy.
It's just fascinating, and it would seem to me, I don't know. I don't know. It is odd. It is very, very, very odd.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, kind of cool, right? I mean, kind of exciting the more I read about it. It's like, I love, like, sky things, you know, things like that. So it's kind of fascinating to me. But I think it's going to be a big deal.
I like it, but aren't we all going to see the same thing?
Well, kind of, yeah. It's just, I think, the length of time within the totality. So if you're outside totality, you're not going to see, it's not going to fully cover.
And totality is a very slim strip of Ohio, right?
Right. I mean, several counties, like, kind of diagonally going through the state.
Well, it's going to be interesting. April the 8th, 3-something in the afternoon. I don't know. Don't blink, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you have a few minutes. Just get your glasses.
You do have to get your glasses, and people are selling them now, so now would be a good time to do this.
Decide if you want to trust the dollar solar eclipse glasses also.
Yeah, it wouldn't seem to me like that would prevent you from going blind, but you know what? Pay the dollar and see what happens.
It'd be better to get, like, a welder's mask and put it on.
Something. You better get something ready.
All right, Scott.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, there you go. To be able to drive an hour and a half, a trip that would normally take you an hour and a half will take you 10 hours. Now, that's the type of traffic we're talking about here. I don't know. Maybe we're underestimating what's going to happen. you know, you don't want to panic people, but then you don't want to underestimate either and think that nothing's going to happen. And here something happens. April the 8th. We're about a month away. It's not all that far. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Could be nothing but trouble headed our way.
Go ahead, caller.
I had a conversation last week with one of the county commissioner candidates for Marion County, and that individual was concerned with the stress that was going to be placed on certain resources, you know, the grid and cell phones and everything else. So, yeah, I would definitely do your shopping and prepare for this.
Well, I mean, do you believe it's, are we overestimating or underestimating?
I don't know. People are crazy. It reminds me of that scene in the movie Independence Day where everybody flocked to the rooftops to party for the aliens' arrival, and then they got annihilated. You know that scene, Scott?
I've seen that scene, but here's my confusion, I guess, where I started the morning. The two points that I'm confused on is, if this is truly going to be the case, how are people going to get to work? Where are people going to park? And why are we allowed to gouge people for this event?
Well, you got to take advantage of the stupidity, right?
Well, I don't even know if it's stupidity, though, because I get that people are into astronomy. I get that people are into what they call once-in-a-lifetime things. But just because we happen to be in the totality area of this, let's go in and jam these people.
Well, if people are willing to pay it, I mean,
well, but I
argue that is the free market. I mean, if you have a willing...
But is it a free
willing seller then?
But this is where I don't think it is a free market, because the free market philosophy is, well, if my hot dogs are better than yours, I can charge whatever I want because you can go get a hot dog anywhere else. That's not the philosophy here, because you can't drive to Toledo to see this thing. You have to be here. So basically, this is more of a monopoly idea. That I'm able to put it to you because you've got to be in my area.
Well, it's a lot of real estate, I mean, that you would potentially be able to go to instead of somebody that was charging you $100. Maybe the guy next door would charge you $50. I don't know. But, I mean, if people are willing to pay it, I think it's crazy when you say that it's going to last a couple minutes, and then it's weather contingent on whether or not it'll even be viewable. So
I don't even know. I mean, let's say somebody, because let's say people are here 3 days. Okay. Well, that means that they're going to need something to do on Saturday and Sunday. And let's say somebody, you know, did a show at the palace. Okay. Now, how are you even going to get to the palace with that kind of traffic?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be, it's going to be interesting because, yeah, I think the your last caller mentioned Kentucky, and that's what the commissioner candidate referenced was what happened in Kentucky. And, you know, like I said, they were concerned that there was going to be quite a stress on this area as far as the services and the resources that we have here. So it could be interesting.
Don't get sick those days.
Yeah, don't get sick. And, I mean, they canceled school, right?
Yeah, school's canceled, and apparently the government offices are going down. That's the whole crux of this whole thing that I'm kind of harping on is, you know, the drug stores aren't going to be closed. The grocery stores aren't going to be closed. The restaurants certainly aren't going to be closed because this is going to be a big bank day for them. But how can those people get to work?
Have to leave early, I guess.
Sleep there.
Are you going to be broadcasting from like the roof of the old lady's home?
You know what's interesting is that we are going to do something, and we were actually in the talks about that Friday night about what we're going to do, because once we got past the Mary Ellen event, we thought, okay, this is going to be the next big thing. And I'm not sure what we're going to do yet, but there is going to be something. We're certainly not just going to say, okay, here's the eclipse and we're on. We're going to do something with it. I haven't quite decided what that's going to be yet, or the group that I was talking about it with. But there is going to be something, and I think hopefully we'll be able to make it unique enough for some of these people from different countries and out of town that they'll want to come watch what we're doing, because apparently the groups are going to... Well, you know what? The ticket prices, though, I don't know if you'll be able to come, because they're going to be like $1,500 a ticket for this event.
Yeah, it's a good fundraiser, right?
And really. And you know, we got Pastor Craig, our portable restaurant, our restroom man, so we'll actually have the restrooms.
Yeah, you have a...
Hey, that's all we have to do. It's just going to be portable restrooms, $1,500 to go in one time.
Right. Hey, might I suggest that you dress Carrington up as the moon, and then dress Matt up as the sun, and then as it progresses, you just move them closer and closer until it's totality with them standing behind each other?
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe at that particular moment, we could have Mary Ellen sign the moon, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it's becoming an event already. We could,
I know.
Maybe bring Buckeye guy in, and at that moment that the eclipse happened, have him go, unbelievable.
There you go.
See, there's ideas to be had. You'd come to that show. We'll have to live stream it.
Yeah, you will. You definitely have to live stream it.
But it'll be one of those streams that you have to pay $1,500 to get a hold of, because, you know, if everybody else is going to be making money, we got to get in on this too.
You got to, man. You got to.
Do you think rooms are going to be able to be rented, like the Coliseum? You think if you wanted to rent the Coliseum, you could? If you wanted to rent, like, a hall or a school gymnasium, since they're not going to be in, you think they'd let you do it that day?
I don't know. Why not?
Well, because if you're shutting down everything for fear of whatever, maybe you wouldn't want to do that.
Well, that's true.
I don't know. I don't quite understand the whole thing, because I'm not into this astronomy, but it is what it is. But I do have a question. What do you make about, because I'm sure you've been to some social events where you see a whole bunch of people you're not really all that close with, but here we go, let's shake hands, and some people are a little colder than others. What's the etiquette there?
As far as how do you proceed?
Well, yeah, I mean, you just have to do it. You just have to shake their hand and go with it. But how do you see that's how the human species behaves?
Yeah, I don't like fake people. I mean, and I myself, you do what you do in those situations, what you have to do. But, I mean, I genuinely am interested in people, and I enjoy, you know, learning more about them and stuff. So I wouldn't consider myself fake. But yeah, there are a lot of fake people in those situations, and yeah, they kind of detract a lot of times. But you just do what you have to do, so, you know.
Did you get a chance yesterday to hear the show when we played Mary Ellen's speech?
I did. I actually did, yeah.
What did you make of the speech? I don't know. I think that's a tremendous speech and has held up very well for 30 years.
Yeah, no, it was a good speech, and it was a good event, and I was disappointed that Al Gore did not attend, though.
You know, Al Gore is probably busy because he is the eco man, and with this eclipse going on, he's probably wall-to-wall right now.
He probably is. He's probably trying to tell people that it's an example of death by climate change.
You know, what I'm trying to figure out, again, back to this eclipse, is, I mean, will roads really be... I mean, at some point, wouldn't the police have to go to the off-ramps and say, listen, people cannot travel, we can't get the ambulances up and down the street, you can't come in here anymore?
I mean, you would think so. There's got to be a maximum, you know, our infrastructure was not built for however many hundreds of thousands. I mean, it was built for traffic of, you know, what, the city's 30,000, the county's probably, what, 50,000? I don't know.
I think 35,000 in the city and 65,000 in the county?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're bringing in, I don't know how many people to expect, it's crazy to me. I mean, if you see something like that where you live, you admire it. But would I drive, you know, hundreds of miles to see it? No.
Don't these people have jobs?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing. Like, yeah, I'm working. You know, I don't have the luxury of all this leisure time where I can travel hours away to see something for 3 minutes, you know?
And it's on a Monday. I mean, of all days, it's on a Monday. It's kind of ill-placed in a way.
I know.
I mean, didn't the moons, the gods of the moons and the gods of the sun realize that Monday at 3 o'clock is not prime time?
Yeah, they didn't plan that out very well.
No, I don't know. But you know what? People like to look at the sky. As a matter of fact, I like to look at the sky. I like pictures of the sky when it does funny things. I like sunsets. I like sunrises. I like all that. This, it's totally beyond me.
Have you been reading up on any of the end of days prophecies that are going along with the...
No, I have not. Are the end of days coming?
Well, yeah, there's definitely people out there saying that it is foretelling our end. So
this is the end.
It's the end.
My gosh, so close to Easter.
You just got to enjoy it, Scott.
Who would have thought that? All these colored eggs, and then all of a sudden,
right,
the end of the world comes. That's very, very different. Hey, but it's before tax day. Don't file.
That's right.
It beats tax day, so I guess the end of the world's coming. Forget it.
Yep. Just don't write that check.
Hey, this is foretelling here. One of our listeners out here, Mary, just sent me a message. My brother is flying in from Colorado to see it.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Well, hopefully his main purpose is to visit with Mary, and he's just benefiting from the eclipse.
We will hope. Anything on your mind recently? Anything you see going on? We get this nice weather here lately.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, it really has been a abnormally warm winter, which was much appreciated. And, yeah, everything, spring's coming out. I'm seeing some plants germinate, and frogs are out, and different birds are back. So I think it's spring.
Do you think people have been moody?
People, yeah, over the last several years, I think the whole COVID situation got on people's nerves. Now I think it's, you know, money. I think a lot of people are hurting as far as costs going up. Despite what they want to say with inflation, it is still a serious issue. And I think that weighs on people, especially if you're on a fixed income, you know.
Well,
I feel bad for those folks.
I've just noticed in the last 3 days, people seem particularly moody, and I can't tell if that's because the weather is nice and maybe they're still dressing a little too warm and they're a little hot under the collar, or maybe televisions are not available for the people who are getting their tax return. I don't know what is making people so short-tempered lately.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is the sun and the moon alignment that is impacting people's negative feelings.
Well, they do say when there's a full moon out that it does, I mean, I'm sure it's not a big impact, but it does have some kind of impact on people's moods.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, it could be a celestial question.
The stars and the moons. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. We've got about 3 minutes left here this morning, 740-751-4038. So if you've got something to say and you can say it in under 2.5 minutes, we can still get it in, 740-751-4038. But I have no idea. The eclipse will happen on April the 8th, and what will happen, but if you start to see the traffic beefing up on Friday, I would do something. Batten down the hatches, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'll chime in on the moon phase. You said the last couple of days. Well, it hasn't been a couple of days, so that particular statement made. But Native American Indians, they said many moons ago. And how would you really want to say that you could determine this one would be the better than the last one we've seen? And this one, definitely, we're not going to have any converse on this last one. So what's the idea of the main event, seeing it?
I'm with you on this. I don't get it. But what I do get is there may be trouble. That's what I get.
I still got glass from the last one. Can you punch it up real quick and see when the last eclipse was?
The last total eclipse, I think, has been let me see here. Last total solar eclipse. Okay, let's see here. The last total solar eclipse was in August 21st, 2017, but I don't know if we were in the line of that.
But I've got the glasses for that. You had to have the glasses for that, and they was given away free somewhere. I've got mine stuck in the Bible, so going back to the so-called, say, the end of the earth. Well, I'm going to put those on, so if I die, you're not going to see me, because I'll just be melted down with those glasses on, and it's the end of the world. We won't be able to see each other anymore, and that'll be a terrific sadness in my and Carol's part.
And we're out of time today. We're out of everything today.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And I hope you've enjoyed the program this morning and maybe gave me some peace of mind as it relates to the solar eclipse coming up on April the 8th. Well, we've wrapped it up for today, but we'll be back tomorrow morning cranking it up at 8:15 in the morning, having a good time as we do each and every morning here on WGH Talk. For this day, this is Scott Spears rapidly heading away from the eclipse and for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the